1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked traffic near Times Square in New York City. As Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the United Nations General Assembly, dozens of delegates walked out on the speech as Netanyahu struck a defiant tone. CBS News intelligence and national security reporter Olivia Gazes.
The Prime Minister, who reserved some of his harshest criticism for the nations who opted this week to recognize a Palestinian state, calling their leadership weak-kneed.
President Trump commented on the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey.
He's a dirty cop. He's always been a dirty cop.
Immigration agents clashed with protesters near Chicago. Curtis Evans was in the crowd.
I'm here for nonviolently. It's not what I'm against. It's what I'm for. I'm for the ideas and ideals that our country stands for.
CBS News Brief. I'm Wendy Gillette.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shelley Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Congressman Tom Tiffany is officially running for the Republican nomination for governor. He had a launch party in central Wisconsin on Wednesday. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto has more.
Tiffany announced his bid for the top state seat on Tuesday and launched his campaign Wednesday night at the Peterson Barn in Wausau. Tiffany, who currently represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, pledged to serve out his term in Congress, but says he's ready for a new chapter.
I have a record of results. I have the common sense values that we all share, and I will give you the leadership you deserve.
In his speech, Tiffany spoke about his upbringing on a dairy farm, saying it taught him the value of hard work and budgeting.
And there are no excuses on the farm. You pick up the shovel, you pick up the pitchfork, and you go to work.
He criticized Governor Tony Evers and Democratic leadership in Madison, saying the Wisconsin dream is, quote, slipping away. Tiffany laid out key priorities if elected governor, including cutting taxes, expanding school choice, supporting law enforcement, and restoring what he calls Wisconsin values. He also promised to freeze property taxes and eliminate what he called Evers' 400-year tax increase.
It's dead, day one. Day one, it's gone.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
In the GOP primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Milwaukee businessman Bill Berrien, who pulled out of a planned appearance at the Manitowoc County Republican picnic last night. That's after reports surfaced that his social media account followed explicit content. Some Republicans are now calling for him to step aside. Congressman Tony Weed of Ashwaubenon endorsed Tiffany's bid yesterday. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him, I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog possible late, otherwise increasing clouds with a low near 52. On Saturday, some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence who's making sure folks understand the real risk of AI deepfakes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, was thrown into jail. Well, actually, he has 1 month to get his affairs in order, and then he goes to jail for 5 years. And by the way, if he appeals, he doesn't get to stay out of jail during the appeal under French law, you know, the Napoleonic Code or whatever. So this plot involves $50 million in laundered cash from Colonel Gaddafi, Libya's former dictator. Apparently, Gaddafi was helping Sarkozy get himself elected. I mean, it was like campaign cash. Well, Trump has taken hundreds of millions of dollars from dicey, questionable people, not to mention hundreds of millions of dollars in support, non-cash support from Russia, you know, through social media hits and that sort of thing. It was a three-month trial. It ended in April. There were 11 other defendants, by the way. His ex-chief of staff, Claude Dunant, now 80, was found guilty of passive bribery, forgery, and influence peddling. This is serious stuff. This is what democracies do. They hold people accountable. Down in Brazil, you got Bolsonaro looking at jail time. In the Philippines, Duterte, ordered the execution of people that he thought were drug dealers, even without a trial, which, by the way, is something Donald Trump just did to three different boatloads of Venezuelans, killing them without even an investigation, without stopping them, without looking for drugs, nothing, just killing people. That's what Duterte did, and they have arrested him and taken him to The Hague. He's in the Netherlands right now in a jail cell waiting for his trial. For, you know, crimes against humanity and for murder. Incredible stuff. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has announced yesterday on his Nazi-infested failing social media site that starting October 1st, the United States will impose a 100% tariff on any branded or patented pharmaceutical product. So get ready. The cost of your drugs is going to explode. 14% of our drugs come from Ireland, 14% come from Switzerland, 13.4% from Germany, 10.6% come from India. A lot of our drugs are not made in the United States. And Mr. Tariff. Now, as you know, I have long said that we should have tariffs to encourage the manufacture of products here in the United States. The problem is that there's a reason why when they wrote the Constitution in Article 1, Section 8, they said that Congress shall have the power to impose tariffs. They called them imposts and taxes at that, you know, back in 1787. But that Congress shall have that power, not the president. There's no reference in Article 2, the president part of the Constitution, about tariffs at all. Donald Trump is doing something that is blatantly illegal. And the reason why the founders said this should not be in the hands of the president, it should be in the hands of Congress, is, I mean, just think about this for a minute. If you are Eli Lilly and you've got a big factory in Ireland and you're selling your products into the United States And Trump says it's going to be 100% tariff on your products. Well, they're looking at that going, yeah, for the next 3 years. And then that tariff's going to go away. Because nobody is, you know, no president is that stupid. On the other hand, if Congress passed a law saying, now this is a law, not just a proclamation, saying that, you know, we're going to put a tariff on imported drugs. It's going to kick into effect in 4 years or 3 years, the amount of time it would take to build and get into production a factory here in the United States. And that tariff will be, you know, 30, 40, 50, even 100%, whatever. But you do it in a reasonable way so that, you know, and at that point, the people who run Eli Lilly will look at that and go, hey, Congress is really serious. This law is, you know, is this going to last beyond this presidential administration? This isn't just some wackadoodle wannabe dictator just, you know, throwing tariffs around to try to get people to come kiss his butt, which, by the way, is, he's been successful in doing. The whole England thing, the whole, you know, come to the British royal, you know. By the way, did you see that? This is over on Drudge. There's a link to the article. It's one of the British tabloids that Buckingham Palace was just horrified when Trump left. Apparently, he trashed the suite. The bedding was all covered with orange makeup. There was hairspray crap all over the floor and on the walls or the mirrors or something. back to my rant. So at that point, the people at Eli Lilly would say, you know, if we build a factory in the United States, it would cost us $1 billion. But if we don't have to pay a tariff over the next decade, that'll make us $1 billion. And so, hey, let's build a factory. I mean, they just do the math. They do it, you know, in a common sense fashion. And this is why the law says, the Constitution says, that the president can't impose tariffs, only Congress can. Because you want to use tariffs to bring manufacturing back to the United States. But not the way that this crazy guy is doing it. This is destructive. This harms our credibility. It causes inflation. It's making the rest of the world laugh at us. It's being largely ignored by most businesses. They're eating the tariffs over the short term, or they're jacking up prices, which is how it's causing inflation. Tariffs are taxes paid by Americans. At least American tariffs are. Our tariff on Canada is paid for by Americans. Our tariff on drugs from Ireland is paid for by Americans. So just in time for the government shutdown next Wednesday, October 1st, suddenly all your drugs are going to cost 100% more. Not all your drugs. All your drugs that are imported in the United States are going to cost 100% more. Or at least they will to the wholesalers. Probably you're not going to see a 100% increase in the retail price, but it's going to be significant. So just, you know, hold on to your hats. Get ready. It's coming. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Concrete, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm well. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a comment on what Trump said about the black bags falling out of the top of the White House and how it was AI and the windows don't open and on and on.
Yeah, we never did learn what that was, did we?
Yeah, no, we didn't. And I
do you think it was Don Jr.'s cocaine?
No, I think it's Doc's, that he's gotten people to come and kiss his pinky ring. That's my take. Why would he lie about those things? And the most logical explanation to me would be he's got dirt on people.
Well, here's another possibility. I mean, it looks like this from the second floor. That's where the residence is. It might have been that Melania, who lives in a separate, completely separate place from Donald, that Melania just went through all her belongings and said, okay, Donald gave me this, Donald gave me that, Donald gave me this, and threw them all in a bag and threw them out the window. I mean, did you see the picture of him wagging his finger at her on the helicopter? It's over on, it's also on Drudge, and it's, I think the Guardian has it. He dressed her down in the military helicopter, and there's video of it, and he's just doing this, you know, in her face. Louise called me up this morning, I'm here at the studio, and she said, have you seen these pictures? If you did that to me, you know, and I'm like, you don't have to finish the sentence. So it was, you know, it's wild stuff. So maybe it was Melania throwing some stuff out the window.
It could have been anything, but just why would Trump lie about that?
Well, he lies about everything.
Well, I get that, too.
But that's why I think it probably was Melania.
Well, you you got a point.
Yeah, he's embarrassed.
I really enjoy your courage you have. I wish I had courage like you.
Well, thank you, Mike. I don't think of myself as courageous. I think of myself as persistent. Here we are. Mike, thank you for the call.
You tell the truth.
Thank you, sir. It is in 15 seconds. It'll be 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Sean thinks it was Barron tossing his pot out the window. Who knows? I mean, who knows? Reminder, Sunday at noon, I'll be on Ali Velshi, noon Eastern time. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is LEAF, L-E-A-F, LEAF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state, to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows, to our many podcasts and weekend shows, to local morning shows, to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code Tom when you check out. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dr. Sandy in Athens, Ohio. Hey, Doc, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm anxiously awaiting your my signed copy of The Last President. So,
oh, great.
I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for supporting Free Speech TV.
And I believe it was last week you mentioned something about one of Trump's first edicts was that they would only recognize men and women as being biological sexes.
which is actually not scientific. Anybody who, I mean, look up hermaphrodites.
Yes, exactly. That was my point. And
oh, I'm sorry. Last, I didn't mean to take it away.
Anatomy class, they told us that, yeah, humans are born with one of five sexual presentations. And sadly, if you are a hermaphrodite here in Ohio, I don't think you could go to, if you're in school, I don't think you could go to either bathroom with the law that they pass.
So what are, you know, I know about men, women, and hermaphrodites, which are people who are born with both sex organs, but and it's a very small minority, of course. But what are the other two?
Well, there's people who are born with mostly one presentation, but some parts of the other.
So they're mostly male, but they're
mostly male, but have a few female parts, or mostly female and have a few male parts. But now, since, I mean, that was 50 years ago. Now, since then, in the Human Genome Project, we found out that it's even more complicated. You know, you can be born male, but have a mutation that changes your hormonal output at puberty, and then you develop female secondary sexual characteristics. And,
like breasts.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
But actually,
we are complex creatures, Dr. Sandy.
Yes, absolutely. But actually, what I wanted to talk to you about was one of those few things where RFK Jr. was right, that, you know, it seems to me that there is an increase in the number of sexual dysphoria, transgender, etc., in this country. And what we found out is that the pesticides that are used in this country are hormone blockers.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just really wonder if how much of this situation is caused by the toxicity of our food supply.
It's a good question, and I think that I know that there's ongoing scientific, you know, inquiry into this question. People are treating it with kid gloves, though, because you don't want to basically tell somebody who's trans that, you know, they're trans because they're suffering from pesticide poisoning or something like that. I mean, it could be interpreted as kind of denying their own, you know, humanity or their own choices or their own whatever. But I understand that.
A little bit about myself. I'm 80 years old. I was born into a Jewish household, you know, 2 months after the war was over. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, human rights and civil rights have always been my main issue. And you know, this inquiry into this has nothing to do with the rights that people should have of being themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at it, you know, purely from a scientific point of view.
I have a friend, Robert. I mean, he doesn't want to be called Bob. He wants to be called Robert, so we call him Robert. Mm-hmm. I mean, if somebody wants to be called they instead of him, what difference does it make? He'd do it.
Right. Why should we be offended by that? I totally get it. I totally get it.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks again for everything you do, and I always appreciate being able to get in and talk to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate the call. Pat in LaPorte, Indiana. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I was born in Michigan City, Indiana, which is the home of the Indiana State Prison since 1860.
Whoa.
A lot of history happened there, you know. Mm-hmm. But about a year and a half ago, the state decided to close the prison in, like, 2027. Mm-hmm. And they gave a letter of intent to transfer the property to Michigan City, and the city could develop it in whatever way they chose. So the city has had two or three different, you know, organizational meetings inviting the community and for ideas on what to do with West Side Tech. That was what we called it because it was on the west side of town. And now the state, about 2 weeks ago, decided that they're rescinding that letter.
Are they going to turn it into an ICE prison?
You got it.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
It, you know, makes me sick.
And they're going to bring I would bet, given that it's Ohio and it's run by corrupt Republicans.
No, this is Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Same thing, run by corrupt Republicans, that they will bring in a private for-profit corporation to do it.
Yeah, likely. But, you know, the city had such great plans. I mean, the people came up with such great ideas on how to use that property, you know, which has been an eyesore and just a pain for the city since 1860.
No, I get it. Pat, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thanks for bringing that to our attention. I do appreciate it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. 27 minutes past the hour. What are the three pillars to good health? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Last month, thousands of gallons of crude oil spilled when a train derailed in Dodge County. It made Civic Media's Parker Olson ask, how often do trains derail in Wisconsin and why?
In 2023, there were 27 reported derailments. The accidents are dangerous and can not only cost a lot of money, but also have the potential to spill hazardous materials. Oftentimes, these derailments happen in or close to populated areas. The National League of Cities says that two-thirds of all rail accidents happen within cities. That's because in and around those urban areas, the track has more curves and turns. That's when there's a higher chance of something going wrong.
When things go bad, they go really bad.
That's Mark Burrows, a retired locomotive engineer and the editor of the Railroad Workers United newsletter. According to him, train derailments have a few primary causes.
Inspection of the rolling stock, inspection of the tracks, the ridiculously long and heavy freight trains, and insufficient training.
Burrows also says jobs have been cut over the years, making crews smaller, all while trains get longer. Some trains are well over a mile and a half long, posing a challenge for crews that often are just an engineer and a conductor. That's an issue of its own, cuts to crew size and jobs in general. Our research found that there have been 45 derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. The cause of 21 of them is reported to be human factor, but Burroughs warns that the decline in jobs, crew size, and a de-skilling of workers is a reason for many human-caused derailments. Burroughs also claims that track-caused derailments can often be attributed to fewer workers who need to inspect more rail track and having less time to do it than in the past. There have been 15 track-caused derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog possible late, otherwise increasing clouds with a low near 52. On Saturday, some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is LEAF, L-E-A-F, LEAF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins me with new music and fun conversation. And we'll have a special guest fast review of the new film, One Battle After Another.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
to discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find...
We all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10-plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's it. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or their exercise. Just Field of Greens. I get more energy when I drink Field of Greens. I think it's great stuff. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele, I understand you're at an ICE protest?
Yes, well, Well, I don't know what you want to call this, a brand new group starting today, although we do have one regularly every Friday in the morning. It's supposed to be Broadview Processing Center. It ain't processing center. It's a detention center. They're going in. They're not coming back out. Mm. So when I arrived today, you know, they put up this illegal fence that the fire department told them you have to take it down because you didn't ask for a permit. But, it's still here. So what's happening, when I came a couple hours ago, I came down the street, two guys on the corner of the roof of the brick building, one-story brick building, with rifles, were shooting pepper balls, and nobody was doing anything. They were just standing here, and they're just shooting randomly. Then the other thing they do is, when they're going to bring a vehicle through that illegal fence, and the ICE guys are all in a big pack right there, they start shooting from the roof so that we will run and disperse. Wow. And I'm telling you, the little bit of wind, I can't believe how strong the pepper spray is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have a whole tent set up. Oh, brother. But I just wanted to call and let you know that. And then I called 911. I'm on a public street right here. Mm-hmm. And so I have a right to be standing on my public street. So they came. So I'm just going to tell everybody, keep calling 911.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Adele, thank you. Thanks for the report from Chicago. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I've got some good news for you, Tom.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, yesterday somebody called up and said, the Wagner Act of 1935, the National Labor Relations Act, he asked, why don't we do that for tenants and make it legal for tenants to form unions?
Right, in rental properties,
Just want to let you know that that has happened in Berkeley, California.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Wow.
Last November... we had an initiative on the election, and the initiative did exactly that. It said, let's have a Berkeley tenants union. And I don't know how many buildings they've organized. I know of one. You know, I'm 82, and I don't get out that much anymore. But this I do know. If you Google Berkeley Tenants Union, you'll get a lot of responses, and they have an email, and they have a phone, And I would like to suggest that people from all over the country call them up and ask them about how they did it so you can do it in your cities.
Cool. Lawrence, thank you. Thank you for that. That was a public service announcement extraordinaire. Thanks a lot. Sonia in Rockport, Washington. Hey, Sonia, what's on your mind today? Sonia, you are on the air.
Oh, hey. Hi. I've been overwhelmed. I've been on hold long enough with you guys to hear like a gazillion things that I have opinions on.
So pick one.
I was calling because I hearing about the person who talked about polio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My mom had polio. She contracted polio at 18 months. And so her whole life was involved with having one leg shorter than the other.
Mm.
All kinds of, surgeries and all that.
Yeah.
My parents actually met at a coffee shop where she was sitting with a cast on her leg.
Huh.
And my dad said, you have a broken leg? And she said, well, no, not exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I have a great granddaughter. I have two great grandchildren, one male, one female, and both of the mamas, my daughter and my daughter-in-law, they're really weird about vaccinations,
mm-hmm.
right?
A lot of that because going around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm like, do not ignore the MMR or the polio.
Yeah.
I don't
know if they're even doing polio vaccines anymore. I think it's been eradicated. I mean, I might be wrong. I mean, don't take my advice. I'm not a doctor.
Well, originally the polio vaccine was a shot that actually killed some people. I mean, it was not the way to go. Yeah. And then they ended up with the oral, the oral polio vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's what everybody got for decades.
Yeah, I remember it.
And but do we really want anybody to be dying from measles or being horribly crippled by polio?
Yeah, no, we saw this in our family too. Louise's grandmother, her right arm was withered from polio. She's passed away now, but I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I knew a lot of people who had, you know, who were older than me, because the polio vaccine came out, I think, in the mid 1950s. And
and everybody, they just loved that Dr. Salk, thank God.
Yeah,
you know,
he won the Nobel Prize, I think. You know, it's a big deal.
Pardon me?
Sonia, I think you won the Nobel Prize. Sonia, I got to move along. I got a bunch of callers here, but thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
You are my go-to guy.
Well, thank you, Sonia. I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words. Sid in Stratford, New Jersey. Hey, Sid, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Sid.
Really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Great show today, as always. Well, you know, I always call you in reference to the EVs. Mm-hmm. Electric vehicles.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give a shout out. Coming from Amityville, Long Island,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they had the Amityville horror.
Yeah, right.
So I basically go to drive out there every day for work and then come back. I drive to a post office out there.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday, when I was coming back, I was heading west on the Long Island Expressway. I saw a bunch of flashing lights coming eastbound. Cops were escorting two buses, and so when I got alongside those buses, I saw they said Europe. So they were bringing in the European Ryder Cup team.
Oh, interesting.
So the Ryder Cup is being played only a few exits past where I go for the to the post office.
Yeah.
So cool. Anyway. Yeah, just wanted to shout out, go USA.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk to you about the EVs. Now your IONIQ 5 is a 2024, is it not?
I think it's a 23. Yeah, it is a 23.
Okay, so I had a 23, and earlier this year when I was trying to get ahead of Trump with the cutting everything for the tax credits, I got a 25 in February.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it has the back windshield wiper.
Mm-hmm.
It's a limited model, so I got all the upgrades and everything.
Yep. They're beautiful cars.
It is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like driving a spaceship.
Yeah.
The IONIQ 5 is, you know, if you're thinking of buying a new car, the Hyundai IONIQ 5 is the coolest car I have ever owned in my whole entire life. And it's the coolest car I've ever driven. There's nothing like it out there. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm sure that, you know, in a couple of years, there's going to be a lot of, you know, the imitators and Johnny Come Latelys and whatnot, but it's a groundbreaking car.
Definitely. Yeah. So, do you have a limited model?
I've got the top of the line one. I don't know what that, which one that is.
That's a limited because I had an SEL.
It's a real nice car. They're so much fun to drive.
Yeah, I hear the music.
And they drive themselves.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you know, you can put it on autopilot and it'll just drive you down the freeway. Sid, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septics. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics, pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money.
or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council. 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Born in a mansion of winners.
Back 10 minutes before the hour. This is Dean Blundell's newsletter is really worth subscribing to over on Substack, Blundell. And the House Oversight Committee dropped a few pages from the Epstein estate files today. The Epstein estate turned over some new paperwork to them yesterday. And he says, and Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, and that good-looking SOB Steve Bannon all had access, met with, and traveled with Peter Thiel multiple times. The pedo plot thickens. House Oversight released a new tranche of Epstein documents. They include a 2017 lunch schedule with Peter Thiel, 2019 breakfast schedule with Steve Bannon, 2014 reminder about Elon Musk to Island, and a May 12, 2000 passenger manifest listing Prince Andrew. Ho-ho! The plot thickens. Jack in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or Grand Beach, Michigan. Hey, Jack, what's up?
Oh, thanks for taking the call, Tom. I got to give a shout-out to the great Biden and Obama DOJ, for that matter, and not to mention your bang-up evidence that are going to all but guarantee our successful victory in the midterms. I appreciate that, Tom. So keep up the great messaging, buddy.
Being Republican, Jack, how do you think that this Epstein information is going to help your party there?
Excuse me?
I'm assuming that you're saying that what I'm saying is going to help the Republicans win in the midterms. I'm wondering how you think that's the case.
Oh, apparently you're not picking up on my sarcasm.
No, I did.
I think it shows.
And I'm calling it out.
Quite frankly, it shows that if they had something back in 2008 until now, I'm sure it would have came out. But the fact that it hasn't, and the fact that you continue.
Oh, I don't think it would have come out, Jack. I think they're covering up for Democrats as much as Republicans. I mean, Epstein was a Democrat at that time, but Donald Trump was a Democrat at that time.
So what evidence do you have? Factual evidence, not opinion. What evidence do you have?
Well, the testimony of some 20 or 30 women.
No. Some.
You're not going to accept testimony. All right, Jack, I'm going to move along then. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom. And let me just say this show has been unafraid for 22 years.
Thank you.
So thank you. And so I do applaud Comey's message yesterday, but I'm with Larry from L.A., you know, and saying that Comey, more than anyone, helped give Trump the 2016 election.
Yep.
And in my opinion, he did so because he was fearful of MAGA. So I'm glad he finally found some courage now, though. Yeah. You know, really eye-opening Hartman report today. I hope you'll be able to bring it up with Ellie Valshi on Sunday. But referring back to your report yesterday, excellent must-read report on the funding showdown. You know, I think the main takeaway for Democrats, Tom, should be we're not going to let you take health care away from 17 million Americans because you wanted to give $3.5 trillion in tax cuts to your billionaire and millionaire friends.
Yep.
And added to that, we want guarantees that the money that was appropriated in the budget is not going to be arbitrarily blocked by Trump, as he's been doing with these unconstitutional rescissions. Senator Van Hollen, he touched on that briefly with Chris Hayes last night. And I hope he's going to get that message amplified and demanded by Schumer and Jeffries. What are your thoughts on that, Tom?
I think they're committed to this. I think that the Democrats are committed to just pounding this as a health care issue alone. My article yesterday, I said they should add Epstein to it. But, you know, once you start getting a laundry list, it loses its impact. So I think it's a powerful message. I agree with you, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, and you also mentioned unmasking ICE.
Yeah.
The thing is about negotiating, the more stuff you add on, you know, you end up compromising anyway. So that's why I don't think it's necessarily bad to add on stuff like you're talking about. But I think the getting guarantees that the money is going to be spent was agreed to, which is the way it is in the Constitution, that Congress appropriates the money, not the president. So
yeah.
I think that's a pretty, integral demand to ask for.
Yeah, I agree. Jeff, excellent stuff. Thanks a lot for the call. Always nice hearing from you. Andrew in Towns End, Delaware. Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for allowing me to do a quick rant on your show today. I love your show.
Thank you.
You know, my biggest fear at this moment is the absence of leadership within the Democrat Party and the failure to do more than strongly worded messages.
Yeah, it's FYI.
Yeah, and thank you. And should they ever win an election that lets them control Congress or even the presidency, I'm afraid of how Democrats might react by continuing to acquiesce to Republicans, trying to play nice with the party that views them as the enemy. And I can hear Chuck Schumer now saying, let bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
You know, our country doesn't need to repeat the failure of Biden or Merrick Garland playing nice and downplaying the actual threat to our democracy that allowed Trump to regain the White House.
I agree.
And Tom, I'll never forget an interview where Schumer stated that his plan is simply to wait until everything gets much worse and Trump's numbers go so low that voters will then somehow consider electing Democrats.
I know.
What Schumer said demonstrates his failure as a leader to recognize the imminent threat to our nation and the world because of Trump. Waiting is not a plan. It's simply enabling Trump to fulfill his agenda in Project 2025.
Yep.
So I'm really asking, like Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, it's time for them to step down, and we need strong leadership.
Either step down or step up. Now, both of them are taking a strong position right now on not keeping the government open unless the Republicans stop their war on Americans' health care. So we'll see where that goes. Andrew, thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program. And thanks to you for supporting our program. Get out there, get active, tag You're It, and have an absolutely wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is...
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. National Guard troops will deploy in Memphis next week as part of President Trump's crime crackdown. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
These are guardsmen and women who are Tennesseans. They will serve as a force multiplier to the Memphis Police Department and to the Shelby County Sheriff's Department.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at the UN General Assembly, Israel must finish the job against Gaza. Reporter Dan Raviv.
When it comes to offering the world, say, a new peace plan or a new openness to peace, he did say near the end of the speech that he has a vision of a Middle East that will be better.
President Trump is celebrating the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey and says there could be more. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The president putting pressure on Pam Bondi to not only go after Comey, but others who he sees as political foes. Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, for instance.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Farm New